Sanjeev Sanyal, a member of the Economic Advisory Council, EAC, to the Prime Minister, PM, announced on Sunday, October 6, that he has accepted the chancellorship of the Gokhale Institute of Politics and Economics, JIPE, in Pune. The development comes 10 days after Bibek Debroy, the chairman of EACPM, and resigned from the position on September 27, and a day after the Bombay High Court granted interim relief to Vice Chancellor Ajit Ranade, who had previously been removed from his role, news agency PTI reported. In a post on the social media platform X, Sanjeev Sanyal stated, "I have accepted the chancellorship of Gokhale Institute of Politics and Economics, Pune. I look forward to collaborating with the faculty, staff, and students to build on JIPE's well-established legacy." For those unfamiliar with academic administration, the chancellor functions somewhat like an executive chairman. The responsibilities focus on broad direction and governance rather than the day-to-day operations of the institution. This role will not interfere with my responsibilities as a full-time member of the Prime Minister's Economic Advisory Council, clarified Sanjeev Sanyal over his new role. Debroy had been appointed the Chancellor of JIPE, a deemed university, in July. In an email to Ranade, an esteemed economist, Debroy announced his immediate resignation from the post, and last month, Ranade was dismissed as Vice Chancellor after a fact-finding committee, established by Debroy, determined that his appointment contravened University Grants Commission, UGC, norms, PTI reported. Ranade subsequently challenged his termination in the High Court and received interim relief until September 23. The court later extended this relief, allowing him to remain Vice Chancellor until October 7, stated PTI. In his email, Debroy congratulated Ranade on obtaining a stay order that permitted his continued tenure. "You asserted in your writ petition that I had not applied my mind, and the stay order vindicates your position," Debroy remarked. In light of these developments, Debroy concluded that he had no moral right to continue in his role and announced, "I am standing down with immediate effect," with PTI inputs and